5 Canary Island plans for Easter. The Easter holidays are here. If you are one of the lucky ones who has decided to go to the Canary Islands to enjoy a few days rest in the archipelago, take note of these plans that we have in store for you. Go for a dip in natural pools in Gran Canaria. Beyond the wonderful beaches on the island, Gran Canaria has another treasure you have to explore, its natural pools. These rock formations were created naturally over the years on the coast of Gran Canaria, mainly in the north of the island, which is the most volcanic area. Since they are protected by a breakwater or rocks, they are the perfect place to swim safely in the sea. One of the most famous is Inagayat, one of the most beautiful villages in Gran Canaria. Las Salinas are three natural pools of crystalline water where you can enjoy a refreshing dip with spectacular views. In good weather, you can see the tide volcano on Tenerife from the swimming pools. Spectacular! Another essential stop is Los Charcones de Arucas. These pools feature the coveted blue flag for their good facilities and services. A very comfortable and pleasant place to spend a day with the family. Visit the archaeological parks in Gran Canaria. Not far from the natural pools, northern Gran Canaria is home to treasures with hundreds of years of history. The island's archaeological sites include the Cenobio de Valeron and the Mapes de Agayat Archaeological Park. The Cenobio de Valeron is a pre-Hispanic granary that is in a high outcrop on Montana del Gallego. This site was built by the inhabitants of Gran Canaria more than 800 years ago, taking advantage of the conditions of the volcanic cone. Using stone picks, they dug out more than 350 cavities, which they used to store cereals and other foods. Another of the island's archaeological sites worth visiting is in the Agayat Valley. Mapes is a volcanic lava flow that preserves a cemetery with some 700 graves of ancient inhabitants, some of them over 1,300 years old. The archaeological park has an interpretation center with information panels, models and wheelchair-friendly paths. Discover the beaches of Fuerteventura. The Fuerteventura Princess and Club Jandia Princess hotels are located on the Esquinzo Butejondo beach. The beach is almost 3 kilometers long and is perfect for practicing nudism privately, sunbathing with all the comforts or enjoying a nautical sport. Another beach worth a visit in Fuerteventura, which is just a few kilometers from Esquinzo, is Sotavento. This beach is undoubtedly the picture that always comes to mind when we think of a virgin paradise, fine, golden sand bathed by turquoise waters. Sotavento is famous for its strong wind, which makes it the ideal place for fans of water sports. Another gift courtesy of the island's unique landscape is Cufat Beach. Located north of the Jandia Peninsula, it is one of the wildest beaches you will find in Fuerteventura. Wine route in Tenerife. Did you know that the island of Tenerife has one of the most famous and traveled wine routes in Spain? Between the 16th and 19th centuries, Tenerife was a major global wine exporter. That's why its wines have become one of the island's most distinctive products. Tenerife has 5 designations of origin: Abono, in the south of Tenerife; Tacoronte Santiago, in the north; Vale de Guimar, with delicious white wines; Vale de la Orotava, also in the north; and near the Yagodon d'Ortaisara designation of origin. We invite you to book a couple days stay if you want to sample all of them. Start with the Abono, the closest to our Guayamina Princess and Princess Inspire Tenerife hotels, located in Costa Adj, and leave the wineries and vineyards in the northern part, just an hour's drive away, for another day. Dive into the waters of La Palma. One of the most surprising spaces in La Palma isn't on the island, but beneath its waters. Cruces de Malpic is an underwater cemetery in the Fuencaliente area, south of the beautiful island and a few kilometers from our La Palma and Teneguía Princess Resort. Another area worth exploring is the Las Cabras beach and its volcanic seabed, with impressive solidified lava flows. A show you can only find under the sea.